Meseches Tzuvos Perek Gimel Mishnah Yudal Hakol Malim La'aretz Yisrael Ve'ein Hakol Motzim. Anybody can force a wife to come live with them in Eretz Yisrael, even if the place they want to live in Eretz Yisrael has a worse climate than the place they are living in Chutz La'aretz. Even if they want to move to a city in Eretz Yisrael, which is Rov Goyim, and they are living at that point in a city in Chutz La'aretz, which is Rov Yehudim, even so he can force his wife to come with him to Eretz Yisrael. And if she refuses, he can give her a get without a ksuba. And if he has an Eved Ivri, he can force his Eved Ivri also to come with him. But nobody can force their wife or Eved Ivri to move with them to Chutz La'aretz. Now, if he insists on moving to Chutz La'aretz, his wife could demand that she be given a get and a ksuba. Hakol malin liYerushalayim ve'ein hakol moitzim. Anybody can force their wife to come live with them in Yerushalayim, but nobody can force their wife to move out of Yerushalayim with them. Echad ha'anashim ve'echad ha'anashim. This refers both to the husband and to the wife. If the wife insists on moving to Eretz Yisrael and the husband refuses, the wife could demand that she be given a get and a ksuba. Nasa isha be'eretz Yisrael u'gersha be'eretz Yisrael. Somebody who marries a wife in Eretz Yisrael and he divorces her in Eretz Yisrael. Noisim la mimos Eretz Yisrael. He gives her her ksuba in the currency of Eretz Yisrael. Nasa isha be'eretz Yisrael u'gersha be'kapet kaya. Somebody who marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael and he divorces her outside of Eretz Yisrael in a place called Kapet Kaya. Now, not just Kapet Kaya, who had been anywhere in Chutz La'aretz. The reason why the Tana mentions Kapet Kaya is that Kapet Kaya is a place that is near Eretz Yisrael. In such a case, Noisim La Mimo is Eretz Yisrael. Since he married her in Eretz Yisrael, even though he is divorcing her in Kapet Kaya, he gives her her ksuba in the currency of Eretz Yisrael. Nasa Isha B'Kapet Kaya U'Gersha B'Eretz Yisrael. Noisim La Mimo is Eretz Yisrael. Somebody who marries an Isha in Kapet Kaya and he divorces her in Eretz Yisrael, he can give her her ksuba in the currency of Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though he married her in Kapet Kaya and he really should give her her ksuba in the currency of Kapet Kaya, which is a more valuable currency, the Rabbanan were makel that a person can pay his ksuba in the lesser currency of Eretz Yisrael since he is divorcing her in Eretz Yisrael, since the Tanna Kamma holds that a ksuba is only the Rabbanan. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Noisim La Mimos Kapet Kaya. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, since he married her in Kapet Kaya, he must give her her ksuba in the currency of Kapet Kaya, as Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that a ksuba is the right to the Torah mandate giving an isha a ksuba. So therefore, since he married her in Kapet Kaya, he must give her that more valuable currency. Nasa isha b'Kapet Kaya u'gersha b'Kapet Kaya. Noisim la mimos Kapet Kaya. But if he both married her and divorced her in Kapet Kaya, then he has to give her the more valuable currency of Kapet Kaya, even according to the Tanna Kamma, that a ksuba is the Rabbanan. Since the marriage and the divorce were both done in Kapet Kaya, he must give her the currency of Kapet Kaya. Mesechet Nedarim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Kol kinuyei nedarim, tanedarim. Any slang word that is used in place of the regular term for a neder is still considered a neder. Now, the regular term for a neder is if somebody says on a certain object, it should be ushered to him, like a korban. And if he uses a slang word instead of the term korban, then that object will still be usher on him. The haramin ke haramin. Any slang word that is used in place of the word cherim is still considered a cherim. If somebody says on a certain object, it should be usher on him like a cherim, that object is usher on him. And if he uses a slang term instead of the term cherim, that object will still be usher. Ushvuos ke shvuos. If somebody uses a slang word in place of the term shvua, it is still considered a shvua. Uneziros kanezirus. So somebody uses a slang word in place of the term nazir, instead of saying hareini nazir, he uses a slang word, he is still considered a nazir. Now, which slang word the Mishnah is referring to, we will see in the next Mishnah.
Ha'emer l'chavera mudrani mimach, mufrashni mimach, meruchakni mimach. Somebody who says one of these three terms. Now, these are called yadois nedar, which means literally the handle of a neder, meaning that they are shortened term for a neder. You don't say that a certain thing should be usher on you like a korba, but you use instead one of these terms. Now, if following one of these terms you say, she'eni oicholach, or you say, she'eni tomlach, I won't eat anything of yours, or I won't taste anything of yours, usher. That would be usher. As we have a din, that Yadoz Nadarim Kinadarim, even though you didn't say that whatever that other person owes should be usher on you like a korban, since we understand your intention is to usher on yourself the food of the other person, it is therefore usher. Now, even though the Mishnah didn't mention until now Yadoz Nadarim, the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is missing a little bit, and the Mishnah should have read in the beginning, Kol Kinuye Nadarim Kinadarim, but Kol Yadoz Nadarim Kinadarim, and now the Mishnah would be explaining what is Yadoz Nadarim. Now, if you would say Midrani Mimach, Mufrashni Mimach, Muchakni Mimach, without saying afterwards either She'ini Oichalach or She'ini Tormlach, then that would not even be a Yad Lineter, as we would understand Midrani Mimach, he means to say that I will not talk to you, or Mufrashni Mimach, he means to say I will separate myself from you, I will not do business with you, or Muchakni Mimach would mean that I am distancing myself from you, I would not sit within your Dalat Amos, but there would not be a mashmod in that lashon that he's coming to offer the chafetim of the other person. So therefore, these nedarim would not be chal. Menuda ani lach, Rabbi Akiva hayachaychech bezeh lahachmer. If somebody says to another person, I am menuda from you, meaning I am discommunicating myself from you. Now, is this considered a yad lenetter? Does he mean to say that he will not benefit from the other person's objects? Rabbi Akiva pursed his lips at the mention of this term, as he wanted to be machmer, but he did not want to say so explicitly, since he was unsure. Kenidrei Rishayim Nadar Benazir Uva Korban Uva Shvur. Somebody who says, I swear I will not eat this piece of bread like the Nidrei Rishayim, and also, if I eat this piece of bread, I will be another, and I will also bring a korban, just like a Nedar Rishayim, then this is chal. And if he eats this loaf of bread, then he is another, and he has to bring a korban and his chayiv for being over on his shvur. And the reason why he said kenidrei rishon, as rishon are the ones that make nedarim and shvuos and become nazirim, as sherim are afraid to make nedarim since they might be over on it, or in the case where they are mechayiv themselves to bring a korban, they might bring the korban too late and be over on baal ta'achar. Kenidrei Ksherim lo amar klum. But if he says, I swear I will not eat this loaf of bread, and that I will be another, and I will bring a korban like Ksherim making the darm, then that neder and nazir and shvua is not chal, as Ksherim do not make the darm for the reason that we said they are afraid they will be over on the neder. So therefore, this is a meaningless neder and it is not chal. Kenidvoisam nadar benazir uva korban. If you say that I will be another, or I will bring a korban, just like the nedavos of Psherim, then it is chal, and you are another, and you are chayv to bring a korban, because Psherim do sometimes make nedavos. The difference between a nedava and a neder is a neder, if you say, harei alai, you are mechayv yourself to bring a korban, as opposed to a nedava, you don't mechayv yourself to bring a korban. Instead, you say, harei zu, you are makdish a certain animal, so then if the animal gets lost, you're not over on your neder, and the only thing you could be over on is if you do not bring it within shalosh regalim, you are over on baal ta'achar. For that we are not chayish for, since the behemoth is already hegdish, we are not afraid that you will not bring it within shalosh regalim. And also, sherim sometimes do become nazirim, but they do it only l'shem shemayim, and therefore we call it nedavos, as since they become nazirim only l'shem shemayim, we are not afraid that they will be over on their nazirim. As opposed to a shvua, psherim do not make shvuas in any case, so therefore the Mishnah here mentions only nidvoisam benazir uva korban, as opposed to a shvua, psherim do not make shvuas.